99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Can we play a little game here?
Let's play a spontaneous game.
Play a little.
For no prizes, right?
No prizes.
Okay,
none.
Just fun.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
Kelly, I'm going to play a 5-second clip. You tell me what it is, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, at first I thought it was some sort of, like, fire alarm or something. Now, one more time. Is this some sort of animal? It sounds like I hear like some crickets in the background too.
Yes.
Okay, it's an animal?
Yes.
Oh no. Is it some sort of a cricket?
That is incorrect, Kelly.
Is it a squirrel?
What? No, it's not a squirrel.
Okay, what is it?
What you're listening to is the loudest bird in the world.
Wow.
It's the male white bellbird, just earned the title of being the loudest bird on the planet.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. They call it a bellbird.
Yeah,
wow.
Bellbird. It's a small little white bird. It's got like a little... Kelly, it's got like a little...
When you have a little... It's got a little... finger.
It's got a little dangly wiener from its like...
A dangly
beak.
Chin?
A little...
It's got a dangly beak wiener?
It's like a little dangly
is that
beak
what
wiener.
You said? Look! It does have a dangly beak wiener.
It's got a dangly God. Beak wiener! Here, by the way.
That was unexpected.
If you want to text us the word bird, B-I-R-D, we'll send you.
Are we sure that's what it is, or he's just having a breakfast? Like
no,
a
I think,
worm.
No, it's a beak wiener.
Bird. Really?
That's a beak wiener.
It's always there? That looks cumbersome.
Kelly, that is a beak wiener.
That looks cumbersome. It looked like he might just be enjoying breakfast of a really long worm.
No, Kelly, you don't enjoy your own beak wiener.
No.
That is for other people to enjoy.
What does it have a purpose? Because that does look cumbersome. Bless its heart.
What, the beak wiener?
The beak wiener does look like, I mean, it's long.
That's a great question,
does
Kelly.
Does it flap when it flies? Does
well,
it fly?
I don't know. Let's...
Okay.
It does flap. Because
oh, it does
it is,
flap. Yeah.
It is
oh,
just
look
kind
at
of
him
a,
whipping his head around.
Yeah,
yeah
I mean, when he whips his head around, the beak wiener just kind of...
That's so
no,
awkward.
Listen, Nick...
Did he whip it around? It looked like it twirled around his beak.
Right. Listen, Nikki texts in and she says, oh, wow, nothing like big wiener in the morning. No, I didn't say big.
It's beak.
It's beak.
Beak
it's wiener.
Something is hanging
Please.
From its beak.
Yeah. Give us some credit. We are a reputable show.
We're trying to describe what we're looking at. It's radio. You can't see it.
Yes.
We're painting a picture with our words.
This right here is the white bellbird, the loudest bird in the world.
And it's got a unique look. We're trying to describe the unique look.
I'm guessing that's probably the male beak wiener's mating call.
Oh, I don't are think we need to are investigate we, that further. It's already
I mean,
awkward.
I'm thinking because, you know, he does this.
Yeah.
And then the female beak wiener, like, looks over and he's, like, whipping his beak wiener around.
Well, wait, do we know if that is a male or if the female has the same situation going on from the beak?
What do you do? Look under its...
Wait,
flip them over?
I don't know.
Wait,
I don't know
flip
how
over?
You tell.
Do the females have smaller beak wieners? I don't know.
Maybe they don't have them at all. Maybe that's a defining factor.
Hey, will you Google real quick?
Oh, gosh.
Do female beak wieners have smaller beak wieners?
No, it's a bellbird. Google's not going to know that term. Google's going to know, what is it, a bellbird?
Bellbird. Anyway.
I'm going to just look up female bellbird. And see what it looks like.
Yeah, so if you want to see the male beak wiener.
Oh, no, they have it, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it bigger or
like
smaller?
It. Well,
is it
it
a smaller
like
beak wiener?
I might be looking at the same exact bird that you're looking at. Because this is the one, all the articles.
All right.
National Geographic.
If you want to text us the word bird, we'll send you the beak wiener.
Wow, that is...
And you can see for yourself.
Interesting.
All right?
Look.
The learning. Listen, the learning on this show never stops.
Wait a second. The three-wattled bellbird? Maybe it's a waddle. Maybe that's what it's called. Maybe the beak wiener's name is a waddle.
A waddle? Okay. It's got a big waddle known as a beak wiener?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
So I don't know.
You
so much learning.
Text us the word bird. And we'll send it to you.
EJX.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. Sometimes when you see the drama, you just screenshot it and you send it to us. And all we do is we just bring to life the comment section in the thread.
This is an all-out war over apple cider versus pumpkin spice. Okay, so Chrissy is going to throw it down first.
Okay.
Ben plays Chrissy. I play Janet. I also play Vicky at the end, and Ben will play Bill, who will also chime in on this spirited debate.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Apple cider is way better than pumpkin spice. It's the superior fall beverage, and I'm willing to throw down over this.
Just means more pumpkin for me.
No, no, it doesn't. Pumpkin spice doesn't even contain pumpkin, Janet. Hashtag fake.
Excuse me.
Why do you need to be excused? Did you fart?
No, but you will after drinking enough apple cider. Hashtag fruit juice dump.
Apple cider looks and tastes like cat
pee. So you've tasted cat pee?
Very funny, Chrissy. Can't put cider in my coffee. Hashtag go pumpkin spice.
Good point, Bill.
Thanks. Hashtag team pumpkin spice.
Well, you guys are winning the battle of the hashtag so far, but pumpkin spice still sucks.
Come on over to the dark side, Chrissy. I'll buy you a PSL at Starbucks. You'll see.
No! I can't possibly see myself wading through that overpriced swamp of man buns and vape clouds. Get thee behind me, Satan!
Well, I don't agree with your apple preference, but you write very well, LOL.
Hey guys, what about maple?
Hello! Everybody knows that maple sucks.
Maple? Is that a joke?
Maple is the drain cleaner of flavorings. You're a horrible person who should leave my page right now.
That's not good.
Facebook Fight Theater. If you want to always get a hold of the show, you can via text message at 502-571-9970. Get to a text message from Beatrice who says, just a little something to brighten your day. When I was like 15, I watched my first VHS adult film.
OMG.
And the guy had two wieners. I was so confused. So,
no.
I'm confused.
So, we posed the question, if you had to have an extra body part, what one would you like? Is there anybody listening who has an extra body part? Like, my friend, well, I should say peer. I had a peer who I grew up in high school with who had an extra nipple, who had a third nipple.
Oh, it's like a nubbin.
Yeah, like
just, yeah, that's what Chandler and friends called it, a nubbin.
Right, just like a little third nipple that, you know, we would always, like, especially like in the football locker room, we'd flick and...
Oh my God, seriously?
Well...
Oh, you guys are so mean.
Oh, it's mean.
I mean, but then he would also, like, put it on us, too, so...
Okay.
He shot back. But yeah, I mean, I've heard of extra toes, extra fingers, extra nipples. Like, does anybody, like, have anything extra on, like, that is on their body? Is that a weird question to ask? I feel like it is.
But relevant to what we were just talking about. That you brought up, you wouldn't mind having...
Well, now listen, I said that, but I said it only because I felt the pressure of having to say it. Because in reality, I don't think I would really want an extra one.
Yeah, I would think that you wouldn't.
Because, you know, what if you, when you had to go number one, what would you do? Like, do you need to use them both? And where is that extra one located? Is it located right next to the one you already have?
I have to think it's like a two-headed monster.
Or is it located right in a different part of your body, which would be awkward?
No, I think it's right there. You want it coming out of your ear? What is happening?
Oh my gosh.
It could be problematic.
What are we talking about right now?
You brought it up. I'm just saying. It's weird anatomy.
Well, no, Beatrice brought it up with her text message.
Yeah, she did.
She really
did. Well, you did first, and then she did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Kimberly, listen, she's questioning Velma and Lois. Really? For your hot cartoon characters, you'd spend some special sassy time?
Listen, I don't know if you are well-versed in Scooby-Doo or Family Guy, but both of them have that hotness about them that I think any guy within the sound of my voice would agree.
Okay. I'm rolling through Disney Prince royalty over here. You got that going on.
Hey, You know what? You do you, and I'll do me.
Literally.
I was going through Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, by the way, and I need to tweet out an image that I found, because I don't know what the correct answer is. If a centaur, do you know what a centaur is?
Yes. Are, can we?
No. I'm not going that way. I'm not going that way.
Okay, because you showed me something and I'm like...
This is how I got into that wormhole, though.
Okay.
By this.
That was a different thing.
Yeah. It was a centaur, half man, half horse.
Where would his private parts be?
Where would those be located?
We can't tweet that one. Right?
No. Yeah.
It was drawn in.
Yeah, I got to that wormhole by starting here.
So let me just preface this
by saying beware where the wormhole takes you. It was, how would a centaur wear pants?
Oh, right.
Would a centaur wear pants? There are four different options, yeah, right?
Well, I feel like if we're being honest, it's the top left. Right?
You're saying top left?
I'm saying the top left.
I'm saying it's like the top right.
But the horse, they're all legs, aren't
right.
they?
It's the same topic as a dog. You know, if a dog were to wear pants, sure. How would a dog wear pants, right? And so, but like if a centaur were to wear pants, how would a centaur, like I've literally been staring at this for 20 minutes
All right, so what's your answer?
It's been consuming me. I told you, it's top right.
Okay, so it was going to be one of the two of those. I mean, now the bottom right is just mom jeans all the way, and I don't think we can be on board with anything on the bottom. But I feel like either top left or top right is going to be the answer. But it just all comes down to if you are on team, the front legs would be the arms. But if you're looking at it, there's still legs.
Yeah. So,
and
anyways,
then all the legs need to go in the pants.
We're going
to
go ahead and tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show. But I'm going to go ahead and say, be forewarned, because that wormhole
might get you somewhere else.
Leads you to an area of centaurs that I don't know if you're ready to
another subject to debate
to watch. Because I got to that, I was like, "Well, that's a good question."
But I will say, we agreed on the other decision that needed to be made, right?
Oh, yeah.
We agreed.
Yeah, where the...
We agreed
where the centaur's parts needed to be?
Yeah, we agreed on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was only two choices. We agreed on it. We came together. We were united on that front.
Okay. Guys, if you're new to Louisville and you're like, huh, I wonder what the number one radio morning show is. This is what it sounds like.
There it is. We're debating how a centaur wears pants.
Sometimes I get caught in wormholes. You know, you just start looking at something, then you click on a thread, then you click on a thread, then you click on a thread. And then I wind up with, how would a centaur wear pants?
I feel like Twitter is always like drunk. And that's why you find these things on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the how does a dog wear pants, so it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
But there's a different, there's more holes. There's more hole potentials for the pants. So I've been saying, yeah, top right. Yeah, but I mean, when you consider a dog, though.
They have four legs, too. So does a
centaur. No. Look, like, there's more hole potentials for a centaur than there is a dog. And a centaur, if you don't know, is a half man, half horse.
Well, if you're adding in the mom gene options, sure.
So, yeah, a lot of people on Twitter are saying top right. I say yes. Tawana Andrew over at Wave 3, she's like, real question is, why would a centaur wear pants?
That's true. There were people that were on team Donald Duckett.
Yeah.
Shirts.
Yeah, do the Winnie the Pooh, do the Donald Duck.
Case in point, Greg sent us a picture of Pierce Brosnan as a centaur in Percy Jackson. He was just, he was not wearing pants.
Marilyn, she said, and replied to us and said, here's the better question. And she sent the picture of what I was warning you would find if you started going down this wormhole.
The other centaur debate.
Where the bits and pieces go on a centaur.
Where are the bits and pieces?
Where are they?
And I feel like we're united in that it's
got to
be on the right.
It's the right
There's
one.
There's only two options there, thank goodness. But I feel like the right is the only answer there.
This is stupid.
It's really dumb.
I mean, we're talking about centaurs.
Sure.
A mythical creature, right. Half man, the top half of man, bottom half of a horse.
But if these things are out there in the universe, we got to debate it. We got to figure it out.
Kelsey said, hey, I have a similar question. How would a mama centaur Are there mama centaurs?
I don't think I've seen one. Anyways, I think they're just men.
How would a mama centaur breastfeed her baby centaurs?
Well, see, I've never seen
with human nipples
centaur.
Or the horse nipples. I gotta say, it's human.
Human.
Yeah, because of the motherly, like, the mother wants to cradle the baby, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think, let me look.
Are centaurs, Google this. Can centaurs be females?
Can centaurs, someone else beat me to the punch. Okay, there are some images. Now,
what sort of wormhole did you find?
There's a whole centaur family.
Yeah, okay.
There's a little baby centaur. All right. So it looks like, yes, and yes, she does still have, the long hair kind of covers up.
Oh, yeah, modesty.
Sure.
Modesty.
Absolutely. Okay. So it looks like, yeah.
These are the important debates that you don't want to bring up around family, but you have questions about. And that's why we tackle these uncomfortable subjects.
We do it for you. We do the heavy lifting.
I'll get to some text here real quick. 502-571-9970. Listener text in. Does some stoned college kid come up with your itinerary? Not judging, just asking. LOL, I love it.
No. You would think, but no, I think it's just sleep deprivation.
Yeah, we don't do drugs.
No.
It's just our show.
Sure.
Channing texted in and said, my coworkers are looking at me crazy because I can't stop laughing about your centaur talk. The breastfeeding thing, I wasn't ready. Just wasn't ready. I get
that. Was a sharp left turn I didn't see coming either.
Yeah, I didn't see coming.
No, I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, you know, we got into a wormhole of how would a centaur wear pants, and then some other people were asking, hey, how do centaurs women breastfeed?
And we were today years old and we realized there were female centaurs out there. I think I've largely just seen like male centaurs. And then we learned that is the case. And then there were like, Stephen was like, no, don't, let's not even go down the YouTube wormhole about how they mate. We don't need to see that.
Well, listen, if you're listening to us now and then you get to work and you're thinking, you know what, I'm just going to Google this real quick or jump on Twitter real quick. Mm-mm. I just know that this wormhole led me down the path of, then where are centaurs bits and pieces located?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and so then you're gonna hit that.
That's a delicate debate.
So yeah, I mean, these are the important questions that need to be discussed and aren't. But
is that what we're gonna put this in the art file?
Sure.
Okay. I was wondering what category this fell into.
Anyway.
Education, knowledge, yeah. Art.
Every morning I give you a story that helps set the tone for your day. Setting the bar story. You know, shoplifting's technically bad, but what if you have a good excuse?
Technically bad? It's bad. It's against the law. What? Why? When is it okay?
All right, to Britain we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without concealing a special package causing you to be accused of shoplifting, you're doing okay.
Okay, what's in the package? What's the package? What are we talking about?
I'm going to introduce you to Steve Whitehurst.
Steve is in Britain.
Yeah, Steve was stopped by staff while his girlfriend and his 18-month-old grandson kind of looked on there.
Okay.
He claims the staff at Scott's Menswear refused to believe that he wasn't concealing some product in his pants.
I'm sorry, sir. We're going to need to check your pants, your trousers, if you will.
So the story, the line that he was giving security wasn't flying.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So this is where I'm getting to the good excuse part.
Okay.
You see, Steve...
What's he hiding in his pants?
Steve is hiding a very generous, very well-endowed...
Easy!
...package.
Wow. Really?
He had to go into a men's changing room.
Did not improve it?
Show them. A spokesperson.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's not merchandise.
A spokesperson.
Oh, my God.
Said that he was only stopped because he was, quote, exhibiting suspicious behavior. Not because of the bulge that he had.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that word. I'm going to add that to my list. Okay, I'm going to add that to my list of words I hate.
So again.
Okay. So Steve's girlfriend's lucky. So that's the, just and police said, were confused.
Yeah, he said he had very tight jeans on that day, there was a visible bulge, but they're not illegal, and he can't help the way he's made.
I was gonna say, I don't think you can charge him with that.
No.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
Good old mate.
Well, this is embarrassing.
But seriously, like the police.
Sir, what are you smuggling?
Oh, wow.
I
can't. Sorry.
So again, typically shoplifting is.
Steve's innocent.
Yeah.
He was not shoplifting.
But he had a good excuse.
Well, he was not shoplifting anything, though. That was, he brought that in and he's taking it out.
He was shoplifting his own package.
Okay. There. All right.
That is setting the bar.
That's a lot.
Good morning, guys.
To start off with.
This was taken from a Facebook video of a mom had posted of her little, like, what would you say? Maybe like 1 year old?
Maybe.
1 year old on the potty, like
potty training.
Yeah, learning how to, maybe even older than that, maybe like 18 months or something like that. But
yeah, it's got over 13 million views already.
But yeah, his dad is just talking to him, asking him what he did.
Yeah, how's it going?
On the potty, like number one or number two.
I pee.
Wait, you didn't poop?
No, I pee.
Okay.
Okay. So
number one only, Daddy.
Yeah, just number one.
All right.
You peed?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought you pooped too.
Poop.
He's like, no, check the toilet. Didn't do that.
I pee.
Just
yeah. Yeah. So cute. The entire video is only like a minute long.
Did you hear like Gren's like, damn poop?
I mean, right? Right? It's too funny. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it on 99.7
DJX. I'm start asking you every day. I need that kind of reaction.
I know. That kid had conviction. Like, check the toilet, Dad. It's Ben Davis and Kelly K, and it is that time of the week when we throw 30 seconds up on the clock and try to name as many items in a category as we can in 30 seconds before the buzzer goes off. The idea is to have the last word. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I mean, last week was a little iffy.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I don't know.
It was. It was
a little dicey.
It got a little dicey.
It did.
All right, so we'll try to keep it a little cleaner maybe this week. Who knows?
Okay.
You just never know. So do you want to go first or do you want me to throw out the first one?
I'll go first. How about let's start it off with trash candy bars.
Oh, okay. 30 seconds on the clock.
Easy with your answers. Easy.
Here we go. Whatchamacallit.
I knew you were going to come out the game with that. That it's not a trash candy bar. That it's one of the best candy bars ever because it's got everything in there. Payday.
Payday. Payday is great. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't have chocolate.
All right. Mr. Goodbar.
Almond Joy.
Mm-mm, oh, Mounds.
Oh, Heath.
Stephanie oh, Heath. Gosh. Yeah, yeah no. How about the Wonka? Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I was thinking of some Wonka candy and I couldn't get it out of my mouth. All right.
You know, you losing that round is payback for saying Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit is a trash candy bar. Yeah. All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Kelly, for me, name if you had a third ear, okay? Name the places you would put it. Ready, go.
Belly button.
What would you? You're like, hey!
Wait a second. Can you say that a little bit louder?
I would put it on my finger.
Your finger?
Index finger.
That would be problematic.
Index finger.
Okay, I'd put it on my big toe.
Put it on my butt.
Base of my neck. Hide it with the hair.
Ooh, my knee.
Your knee?
Uh huh.
Elbow.
Ooh, back of my knee.
Beard.
Did you say beard?
Yeah.
You don't have a beard. You can't say that anyways.
I was saying it in your beard.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that one goes to me. So we're tied up one apiece. Kelly with the last category.
Okay. Best Halloween costumes, youth to adult, go.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say I was the California raisin.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. I was Martha Washington.
Okay.
Historical.
Stormtrooper.
Oh, I was Sponge Bath Betty.
I was going to say, when are you going to say Nurse Betty?
I catapulted it to adult.
All right. I'm going to say the purple people eater guy.
Naughty Riding Hood.
Ah! Oh, dang it. Dang.
I didn't linger too long in my years.
No, you did not.
Went straight to adult.
No, you did not. You did. Yeah. All right. That was well done.
I still have my sponge bath, Betty.
I know you do. You pull it out just about every Halloween. If you can manage to make it through the day without pushing your BMW into a river because you wanted a Jaguar, you're doing okay.
This is a BMW. I clearly asked for a Jaguar.
My story's about how not to raise your children.
Okay.
This is a 22-year-old man from India. He received a brand new BMW as a birthday gift.
Oh, BMW, Daddy.
Daddy.
I had asked for a Jaguar.
You didn't want this.
He wasn't happy with it because he wanted a Jaguar, so what did he do? He pushed the BMW into a river.
I'm going to push this into the river. I'm going to show you.
He pushed it into a river because he said that's not the car that he wanted.
What?
His parents said that, you know, there was a question about should they press charges. No, there will be no charges.
We're not going to press charges, Daddy, are we? Because I wanted a Jaguar.
Here's my question. Is he going to get his Jaguar?
Yes!
Is it working?
Daddy, I'm going to push the other car into the river, too, if I don't get a Jaguar. I want it now!
Daddy, I want a red one.
You know, if ever there were a time when the world needed Oompa Loompas, real-life Oompa Loompas, to come by and to sweep that dude off into something, this is the moment.
Put the bad nut down the hole.
Oh, he needs to be pushed in the river.
So again, things could be worse, right?
Oh,
you could get a BMW from your dad instead of the Jaguar you wanted.
I don't like this car, Daddy.
BMWs are trash, Daddy. They're trash. The only good sound system's in my Jaguar.
My Jetta's in the garbage disposal already, apparently.
I don't even know what that is. Is it about time we get to a crotch brisket story?
Is it?
Okay. This one right out of Nashville.
This Nashville man is accused of shoving beef brisket and propane bottles into his pants.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Propane bottles?
That it was propane, too. It sounded like he was doing a full-on cookout later.
Wow. Walmart police say they were at the Walmart on Dickerson Pike North for an unrelated call when an officer spotted John Honaker.
Okay, so listen. Police.
Dickerson.
I know. So listen, police were already at the Walmart. This sounds wild.
Oh, they were already there?
They were already at the Walmart on another case.
Okay, wow.
That's when they're scrolling through the security cameras, and that's when they see our old friend there.
Let's go talk to that guy.
Shoplifting on security cameras.
Yeah.
Police and the store's loss prevention employee detained Honaker, and that's when they found the brisket and the propane bottles. Now, during transport central booking.
Okay, dang. So that's when so hang on. Propane bottles?
Yeah.
How big are those?
Well, how big are the pants? Those pants must be bottom probably a couple sizes too
Listen,
big.
Listen, if you're sitting there trying to walk out with some brisket and some propane, not just one.
Is there elastic on the legs just to keep all that in there?
But two, it's like, wow, are you happy to see us or is that propane down your pants?
I was going to say, maybe it's some very fashionable cargo shorts with large pockets, but okay.
But wait.
I know, this is the question we always ask with all of these situations.
What do you do with the brisket that's still good meat? Do you slap a manager's special sticker on a crotch brisket?
Is it half off? I mean, are you buying it if you knew? Now, listen.
Brisket's pricey, is it not?
Buying it?
Oh, brisket I'm cooking the crotch right off. Of course I am.
Brisket is pricey, but here's the thing. If he had been able to get away with that, because the police were already investigating, so I feel like he could have probably walked out of that Walmart there in Nashville undetected. So then his friends have no idea because he's going to a cookout later. If he's got brisket and two tanks of propane down his pants,
they have no idea.
They're getting ready to have some marinated crotch brisket
but listen,
for dinner.
They're wrapped.
So it's fine. And you cook the crotch right off. It's good. So delicious. Put some marinade on it, some sauce.
Is 50% off good enough?
Yeah, I'd say that.
It's his own special rub, I guess.
Oh, God!
So there you go. Nashville. It's the Nashville crotch brisket. Slap that manager special on it and call it a day.
We don't need another sticker. We got that covered, I think.
Definitely don't. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without escaping from prison, then returning only to bring whiskey, you're doing okay.
Okay. Wait a second. They broke out.
Yeah, they broke
and
out.
And then broke back in goodies.
That's right. That's Julian, Robert, Leo, and Silvestre.
Oh, the whole gang.
The gang.
The whole gang.
They decided.
Like Shawshank's their way out.
Sure. Out of Texas jail.
Went shopping.
Decided, you know what? We're going to, our boys back in.
Can't forget our homies.
I was going to say, they need some stuff. Wow. They need some stuff.
Jail so party.
They had escaped. They had gotten caught, though, returning with whiskey, cell phones, and other goodies.
That's when they got caught.
That's when they got caught.
Back in prison.
That's
okay. Right. Did they actually, I just want to know, did they use spoons to dig themselves out? I just need to know
how.
My mind, that's how that happened.
They said that this prison facility contains different levels of incarceration. So it's, they were in the
minimum,
the most minimum.
Okay.
Now that's going to get upgraded for them.
They were in the honor system
they were like,
level.
Hey, we just know you're not going to do
anything.
We're
going to trust you're not going to leave. It's going to be fine, though.
So there you go.
This is just, that's fun.
I mean, this is setting the bar. So it's like, hey, if you escape prison, be free. But the setting the bar
saying? I don't think we're saying that either. I don't know what we're saying.
All right.
All of it's weird.
All right. So there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without escaping prison, then returning with whiskey, cell phones, and other fun stuff.
You know what? They're really good friends, though. You know what? They're not leaving their wingman. Kudos to the friendship.
Julian's like, guys. I mean,
do you think one of them was like, hey, let's not go back?
We're forgetting Brett.
Brett.
Robert's like, you know what? Brett would do us a solid, too.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Leo's like, yeah, screw Brett.
I feel like one of them had to be like, guys, I don't think we need to go back.
And Silvestre is like, hey, we got the whiskey. Let's do it. That's setting the bar.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.